What's going on, everybody? Oh, wow. The Block Report podcast has returned for the year. We took a bit of a hiatus. There were many projects and many things going on that I had my fingers in and that needed addressing and to be dealt with. And who am I? In case you forgot, I am your host, the magnificent Tafari XL. Well, at least I think I'm magnificent. Hopefully you guys do too. And you are tuned in and listening to the Block Report podcast. Before I get into some of what we're going to be talking about, that's in the title of the podcast today, the topic, I want to remind you guys that you can contact us and reach out to the Block Report Podcast by email at theblockreportpodcast@gmail.com. Also, the Block Report Podcast on Instagram at the Block Report Podcast. Also, you can find the podcast on Spotify, Apple, and a whole host of other streaming platforms for podcasts. Okay, so now that we got that stuff out of the way, guys, it feels good to be doing the podcast again. I was going to always continue to do the podcast. Just as I said, I had my fingers in a bunch of different other projects, and we needed to take some time to go ahead and address those. Well, a lot has happened over the past 3 months that the podcast was on break. And but what we're going to deal with today is we're going to talk about Governor Andrew Cuomo and his resignation, and also his successor, who is Kathy Hochul. Now, I find it very important to discuss this, not for the scandal or the salaciousness of the charges that have been, or the accusations on Governor Cuomo, also that has put him in a position where he has acquiesced and decided to resign. Now, some people out there are saying that the way that these accusations have come about, that there is a possibility, that there's a hint that this is a possibility of being some political hit, and there's some political motivation behind it. Also, the governor himself has mentioned this. Now, this doesn't mean, just because if that was the case, it doesn't mean that he's not guilty of whatever accusations that were put against him. However, you know, it could be just this political pressure to all of a sudden have him resign with at least another year or so left in his term to serve as governor kind of may make one look at this situation with a bit of a discerning eye. But let me get into, because we're not going to be on here for too long today, and I want to get on into reading the article that we have in regards to Governor Cuomo's recognition. So this article is from NPR WNYC, and it says, in barely a year, Governor Cuomo went from a pandemic hero to a political pariah. Now, when they start listing all the stuff that Governor Cuomo was regarded as I believe he even released a book and such about his time during the pandemic as serving the governor and with his leadership. I mean, by all accounts, he seemed to be a rising star, which is interesting for someone who's been governor. He had served, this was his third term as governor. I believe, of New York State, and I believe consecutively. I'm not sure. We could verify that. But he seemed to have this huge presence on the national stage, especially when he was reporting and giving his daily reports on the going-ons during the COVID-19 during the thick of things in the pandemic, when there were when New York was a place that had many deaths regularly, and he was giving the progress reports on how they were dealing, how New York was dealing with the virus, and giving the account of how many people were lost to the virus on a daily basis. So just to see how much he was lauded and how much of a presence that he had, and then just this apparent terrible fall from grace, is an interesting thing in itself, and I'm sure people will write about it for quite a while. So let's go into the article. The article says here, in the space of just over a year, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo went from a pandemic hero watched daily by millions of people to a flattened politician under intense pressure to step down after 11 women came forward to accuse him of unwelcome touching and inappropriate comments. Now, he hasn't been accused of sexual assault, but unwelcome touching and inappropriate comments. That apparently is the gist of the of some of these allegations, as according to this article here. So, and the investigation was done by the Attorney General. This investigation was done by New York Attorney General Letitia James, and she detailed the sexual allegations against him in a report. Which then eventually caused for the governor, and then caused for a call from certain political persons, even in his own party, and even the president of the United States, Joe Biden, to call for the governor to step down. So with that kind of intense political pressure, that's how they got him to resign. Although at first he was very resistant to that kind of call for him to resign. So the Democrat tried to hang on amid intensifying scandal until New York Attorney General Letitia James released an exhaustive report detailing the allegations of sexual harassment. James' investigation brought down the governor less than a year after he won an Emmy Award for his famous coronavirus briefings. An anchor for many people locked down in their homes in the spring of 2020. His prominence in politics, though, began decades before that. A political scion. Cuomo was born into politics, the son of the late liberal icon Mario Cuomo, who was elected governor of New York for three terms in the 1980s and 1990s. Andrew Cuomo ran his father's successful first campaign for governor, also serving as the hatchet man and earning the nickname the Prince of Darkness. Cuomo went on to become the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development under President Bill Clinton. In 1990, he married Kerry Kennedy, the daughter of Robert F. Kennedy, and the couple had three daughters. In 2003, he and Kerry Kennedy Cuomo separated. Their messy divorce attracted tabloid headlines. In 2002, with his father long out of office, Cuomo launched a primary challenge for governor. But his timing was off. He ran against the Democratic favorite state comptroller Carl McCall, who hoped to become the state's first black major party nominee for governor. Cuomo trailing badly in the polls dropped out of the race 3 days before the primary, but he launched a comeback after Democratic Governor Elliot Spitzer resigned in a scandal that involved patronizing prostitutes. The path was clear for Cuomo to win the job in 2010. So, yeah, right. So that's interesting. He's stepping down because of a scandal of some apparent some improper or inappropriate behavior by for some inappropriate behavior apparently, and some allegations. But he also came to rise as the governor because of someone else, a previous governor, who had to resign for some inappropriate behavior, who had a scandal. Okay, accomplishments and condemnation. As Governor Cuomo became known for his hard charge and sometimes bullying management style, at first many in the political world were willing to live with an unrelenting leader if it meant an end to years of dysfunction and chronically late state budgets. Cuomo enacted same-sex marriage laws in 2011, putting New York at the forefront of the issue. He banned hydrofracking, enacted a $15 minimum wage, and put in a property tax cap. Eventually, though, his tactics earned him enemies, even within his party. By the time his fortunes began to turn, Cuomo found himself with few defenders. And that right there is one of the reasons why when these allegations came down, that statement right there, is why when the allegations came down against him, were levied against him, there's no one around defending him. And basically, and everybody took an opportunity to basically put their foot in his back. They saw he was in a weak position. There's no proof that these allegations or accusations are actually true, and of course there's an investigation that's going to be done, or some sort of vetting of whether or not these allegations are true. And people are already calling, you got to step down. So as soon as in this situation here, what it seems to be, seems like a Me Too part 2.2, it seems to be, I'm not saying it is or it isn't. I'm just saying what it seems to look like is that someone can make allegations and accusations against you, and without there being any proof or such, that you can be made to abdicate your position and lose your leadership and your role and position of power. So that is something for people who want to go into politics or who want to be leaders in business or a leader in any kind of level to be mindful of, is that accusations and allegations can tend to, if you don't have anyone there to defend you, or if you don't have people that can give you some sort of a buffer to kind of give you some sort of leg to stand on and protection, that when allegations and accusations come against you, that basically, you know, there's nothing you could do. And you're on your own. And that's kind of what happened to him here, I believe, as far as from what I can see. And that's what we're reading here in this sentence, that his tactics earned him enemies, even within his party, because the first people that started calling for his resignation was people within his party. By the time his fortunes began to turn, Cuomo found himself with few defenders. That's what that sentence is stating right there. In January, Letitia James' office found that Cuomo had undercounted COVID-19 deaths at nursing homes by 50% and suppressed those numbers for months. So this is another piece of information that probably was the sign of the times that they were gunning for him. You know, if this information was true, if this allegation is true that he did undercount deaths at nursing homes by 50% and suppressed those numbers for months, then that was just another way for them. You know, people saw how much of a star he was coming and how revered he was. And maybe possibly some people were kind of jealous and didn't like his management style and his tactics. And so that developed a situation where he had people that wanted to take him down. I'm pretty sure that's what we're reading here in this article. And that was sort of what I had imagined it was. Democratic Assemblyman Ron Kim, who lost his uncle to the coronavirus in a nursing home, was the first to publicly rebel against Cuomo's blunt tactics. Kim told several media outlets, including ABC's The View, that Cuomo threatened to destroy him if Kim did not stop his criticisms of the state's nursing home policies. Cuomo is an abuser, Kim said on the show. He has abused his powers, and abusers are cowards. This guy kind of rhymed right there. He has abused his powers, and abusers are cowards. They put together a little rap right there in that one. Interesting. Cuomo has denied he threatened Kim and has in turn accused the legislator of corruption. All right, mudslinging in politics is a dirty game. Then came the accusations of sexual harassment from multiple women and the last straw, James's damaging report. That's when Cuomo found himself facing major troubles alone and out of political options. Yep, and that's pretty much it. So, that's that article from NPR. And you could kind of see from the way that they drafted that up and they reported that they kind of are making a case. Not outright, but they are kind of even still not outright giving sympathy for Cuomo, but presenting a situation for you to see, giving an avenue for you to see that it's a possibility that Cuomo probably is the victim of a political hit, because he definitely had enemies. And so allegations launched against him with this salacious allegations with sexual harassment, and considering in the times that we are in now, after Me Too and these other movements, that Cuomo definitely was not in a good position to defend himself at this time, other than to resign and then seek to defend himself, I guess, while out of office. So what we're going to do right now, I'm going to take a quick break for a service announcement on the podcast, and then we'll come back and we're going to go get into who is Kathy Hochul, because I think it's very important for New Yorkers and people who listen to the podcast to know something about who these people are, because so far this lady Kathy Hochul, I tell you, has kind of you never even heard of her. At least I haven't. You didn't hear of her until this incident came about, and then now she's going to be governor. Well, who is she, and with her taking the position as governor, she's going to be extended certain powers and abilities that could affect a lot of New Yorkers and a lot of people in a certain kind of way. And I believe it's important for us to be on the job and on the lookout for who these people are. One of the main things which I look at too is that a lot of the times elections are done, and for people to be put in positions like such as judges and such. And a lot of these people, when election time comes, you vote party line or whatever the case may be, and then you get judges in there that are very detrimental to society or get people who are put into positions that are very detrimental to your own interests. But because you decided you just want to vote the party line or whatever the case may be, and you don't even know who these people are because they don't even have to campaign really in front of you to get their position. So I think we should more or less really become more politically savvy and knowledgeable about these people that you're giving these positions of power to, and that end up rising to these positions of power, because a lot of times a lot of people don't know who these people are. All right, so we're going to do, like I said, we're going to do a brief service announcement and then get into some information about, see if we could give you any details on exactly who and what, who Kathy Hochul is and how she got to be to this position as New York governor. Okay, guys, welcome back to the Block Report podcast. And let's get to this article. We're going to hear, this is by, who's this? This is CBS News. And they're talking about Kathy Hochul to replace Governor Cuomo as New York governor. When New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's resignation becomes effective in 2 weeks, Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul will replace him as the state's first female governor. So that 2 weeks will be up in on August 25th. So that's 2 weeks from August 11th. Cuomo, a Democrat, announced his impending resignation Tuesday with his eventual impeachment seeming all but certain in the wake of a New York attorney general. Y'all know who, why are they saying a New York attorney general? You know who the New York attorney general is. Report. Letitia James, say the woman's name. New York Attorney General Letitia James report that found he sexually harassed 11 women. Cuomo denied acting inappropriately, but said he would step down to let government get back to governing. Under New York state law, in the event of a governor's resignation, the lieutenant governor becomes the person in charge. Hochul, also a Democrat, stayed out of the spotlight during the attorney general's investigation and declared the governor's behavior as documented in the report repulsive and unlawful. Just a little backstory. Basically, she was distanced from Governor Cuomo's inner circle, Kathy Hochul. So, you know, you never saw her any kind of sort of briefings with him or the whole time during the pandemic. I mean, she kind of, from what I understand, she didn't really have the best relationship with the governor. So, in this case, I don't find, you know, I'm not surprised that she would respond in this manner on speaking about this issue in regards to the governor, because there was no love lost between them, apparently. Sexual harassment is unacceptable in any workplace and certainly not in public service, Hochul tweeted last week. That's correct. We understand. The AG's investigation has documented repulsive and unlawful behavior by the governor towards multiple women. I believe these brave women admire their courage coming forward. No one is above the law. Following Cuomo's announcement, Hochul said his stepping down was the right thing to do and in the best interest of New Yorkers. As I said, this lady has no love for him, so she doesn't really care. She's gonna help, you know, kick him in his back and stab him too if she has a chance. Because she's talking very confidently that he's guilty, so obviously, you see, she's following whatever the party line is to get pressure him to get him to step down. As someone who has served at all levels of government and is next in the line of succession, I am prepared to lead as New York State's 57th governor, she tweeted. Hochul, 62, has been lieutenant governor since 2015. From 2011 to 2013, she represented New York's 26th district in Congress, where she served on the House Armed Services Committee and House Homeland Security Committee before losing re-election. Another thing, this lady got her position as a congressperson due to someone else who had to resign because of a scandal. So she's been elevated to positions twice now in her career due to some scandal taking the person's position. And
forcing them to resign or step down, and then she's been able to be elevated that way. She earned her undergraduate degree from Syracuse University and her law degree from Catholic University. Early in her career, she worked as an aide on Capitol Hill before holding a series of local positions prior to her election to Congress. Hochul has long been an advocate for women facing domestic and sexual violence. She led the governor's Enough is Enough campaign to fight sexual assault on college campuses. The lieutenant governor comes from a family of steelworkers. When her grandparents fled poverty in Ireland, they eventually settled in Western New York, where her grandfather, dad, and uncles worked in the steel industry. All right, so that's pretty much all they have to say about her, but we're going to revisit more information on the new soon-to-be governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, when we return on the Block Report podcast. But for now, we're going to leave it there, guys, and we'll return with more information as this story progresses and other things go on. But I did want to get in here and give a brief hello, you know, and update on what's going on as far as hello. Block Report Podcast is back reporting and podcasting again, and also update you guys on what's going on with the New York governor situation. Okay, I'm out of here, guys. My name is Tafar IXL. I'm the host of the Block Report Podcast, and we'll be on the block reporting and podcasting soon again. Peace.